this past weekend, as Disney fans and as Marvel fans, we lost a true hero and a legend, unexpected to all of us. Chadwick Boseman brought a character to life, empowering African Americans of all ages, and would be part of the most well-reviewed Marvel movie to date. But he didn't just affect Marvel fans. You know, he played several extremely important black historical figures, such as Jackie Robinson, James Brown, and Thurgood Marshall. His role as the superhero Black Panther in the cinematic Universal films made him an international star, winning him an NAACP Image Award and a Screen Actors Guild Award. You know, for me personally, he brought a character to life that I didn't know anything about prior to his appearance in Civil War. He would help embody a character that, for me personally, was on the same lines of Captain America, an unselfish hero who did everything for the greater good of the world. To be honest, I didn't know much about Chadwick other than he did an incredible job playing the role of Black Panther. But as his untimely passing came, and we learned he was battling and struggling with a horrific disease that he didn't share with the public, I found a true hero outside of a comic book character. Every day, we encounter people. They're struggling on the inside while putting on a show on the outside, and we believe they seem okay. This is someone who cared so deeply about making movies to entertain, about serving people, especially terminally ill children who were battling cancer as well, that he never made his struggle public. You know, little did I know that Chadwick would embody everything we need in the world right now. As an African-American, Chadwick was a pillar of black excellence, not only on the screen, but just by how he lived his life and served others in general. As I sat this past Sunday evening watching ABC airing Black Panther, it was crazy to know that during the filming of this movie, along with Infinity War, with Endgame, in several non-Marvel movies, he was battling more than just sci-fi villains. But he believed his greater good was to entertain us. You know, my brother, Alan Stein Jr., who's an author, a keynote speaker, he often talks about being a servant leader, you know, knowing your role. You want to serve other people. That's the goal in life. You want to be a great teammate. And everything that I'm seeing, Chadwick epitomizes all of these. It didn't feel right to do a normal episode this week after such a great loss. So instead, I would like to leave you with the audio from 2020 special, Chadwick Boseman, A Tribute for a King. If you've not watched this or heard it, I highly suggest you stay tuned and do so. This is such an important message. Wakanda forever.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Robin Roberts. You just saw that groundbreaking film, Black Panther, and the dynamic, soulful performance of Chadwick Boseman, a superhero who took a whole new generation of kids, and kids at heart like me, and hopefully you too, into a brave new world. That's why it's so very painful to be here tonight, honoring a life and a light that should have gone on for decades to come. A life that has now been cut short at just 43 after a valiant four-year battle with colon cancer. When we heard about his passing, many of us could not put into words what that loss meant. But there's one image that captured the feeling. It was the loss of a king, King T'Challa. Chadwick died on the same day Major League Baseball recognized as Jackie Robinson Day, and on the same day of the 57th anniversary of the March on Washington. At this moment in our country's history, as thousands from all backgrounds protest and a demand for social justice, Chadwick Boseman played an instrumental role in defining the current culture. He's already played some of the greats in black history. Jackie Robinson, James Brown, Thurgood Marshall, and then made history as the first black superhero in his own movie. So tonight, we honor that incredible life and legacy, a celebration fit for a king. Here's Deborah Roberts.
I didn't have enough time with Chadwick. I mean, it's a statement that I know everyone is making.
We got a good thing, babe.
And everyone can make, because he was here far too short a time.
Chadwick was a deeply kind and gentle person and very present and thoughtful. And those qualities are all so present in his work.
We will never break.
He's a historical figure as the Black Panther, but also such a good and decent human being.
Chadwick, my friend, you will forever be remembered by your warm smile, your kind heart, and your fierce courageousness through great adversity.
You just wanted to follow the guy into anything, you know?
From the moment Chadwick stepped on screen, he just bought it.
He was always grace and humility personified.
I know that I ride the coattails of his success, that I stand on his great shoulders.
How you held yourself will live on.
When we talk about forever, then forever's what we mean.
He gave all of us and all of our children an example of a great, gracious, and humble leader.
Thank you for inspiring us and the kids around the world.
We will never break.
It's only fit to be mourning him like a king.
Chadwick's legacy is almost too big to fully comprehend yet.
The way he handled his life and managing cancer with such humility and grace and dignity lets us all know that he truly was a superhero.
I just love you, man. Have a wonderful journey. Wherever it is that you're going, they're lucky to have you.
This loss is felt around the world. People in every country. He was pretty amazing. He is Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever!
Wakanda forever!
For a generation of kids, Chadwick Boseman is the defining image of a superhero. Strong, powerful, and black. His iconic portrayal of the Black Panther sealing his place in history.
Some people, they roll their eyes and go, you know, come on, it was just a movie. You know, but was Rocky just a movie, or did it inspire? That's what Chadwick embodied specifically. He embodied an idea, a promise, a potential.
He will be remembered, cherished, and loved in our hearts, not just for what he was able to offer on film, but what he was able to give as a human being. And it's not just a loss that we're feeling. We're going to feel his absence. His absence.
An artist, a movie star, a cultural hero, Boseman made his name portraying American icons. Jackie Robinson. James Brown. Thurgood Marshall.
I thought back to all of those performances and all those incredible people that he's played, and I realized I don't think you can do it as convincingly as he did if he didn't possess that same grace in real life. You can't act that.
Just after his career reached stratospheric heights, a sudden and devastating blow. Boseman dying after a 4-year battle with colon cancer.
I'm just completely blown away about how this man was able to not only do as much work as he did while also battling colon cancer. I mean, you can't help but wonder if he was touched by God.
The news of his death shattering many of Hollywood's biggest names.
You were the last person I thought would leave us. You were the last person I thought could leave us so soon. You're not just my friend, you're not just my hero, you are my superhero. You are my Black Panther.
It's a tough loss.
He had that power in his art to define a generation. He is. I mean, even, you know, he is that generation-defining actor.
Director Ryan Coogler releasing a statement saying, "I have to reckon with the fact that Chad is an ancestor now, and I know he'll watch over us until we meet again."
I think anytime he did anything publicly, you felt the, you know, the weight and the gravitas that he brought to the roles he played as he applied them to the real world.
But Bozeman's impact going far beyond the entertainment industry. President Obama and Michelle Obama posting their memories. The former First Lady writing, "I saw that Chadwick's brilliance on screen was matched by a warmth and sincerity in person."
I can't think of an actor who would be considered more irreplaceable, less dispensable, more absolutely necessary right now than Chadwick Boseman. And so that he's gone is a monumental loss for everyone.
Chadwick Boseman grew up in South Carolina, writing his first play in high school, then going on to attend the historically black college, Howard University.
Anyone who went to Howard reminds you at every chance they get that they went to Howard.
Years later, Boseman revealing that one of his idols had paid for him and several other students to attend a summer acting program in the UK, something he talked to my colleague Michael Strahan about at the Oscars.
Denzel Washington paid for you to go to an Oxford program, a theater program, when you were a student, and you had a chance to finally talk to him and thank him. And what was that conversation like?
It was a fun conversation. He, the first thing he said was, "You owe me money, you know." I came to collect.
Boseman publicly repaying that debt of gratitude, honoring Washington as he accepted the American Film Institute's Lifetime Achievement Award.
There is no Black Panther without Denzel Washington.
After graduating from Howard in 2000, Chadwick Boseman went on to work in Hollywood, mostly in television.
Here's the pitch.
But his breakout role came in 2013 as baseball legend Jackie Robinson in the movie 42.
Yeah, what you gonna do if one of these pitchers throws through your head?
Yeah.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah. I'll duck.
Robinson's daughter sharing her memories of the actor.
"We felt he was accurate. He got the intensity of my father. He really built on the importance of my dad's character. You really felt the anguish and the frustration. And, you know, and that was my dad. That's how he would be feeling at that moment on the field in Philadelphia."
Boseman had a gift for embodying real-life heroes. In 2014, taking on music icon James Brown in Get On Up.
"When I hit that stage, two people better be ready. Especially the white mom."
The actor doing all his own dancing.
"Did it scare you at all, Chad?"
"I felt like nobody should do this. I went online and looked at the footage of him dancing, and I was like, absolutely not." The hardest thing was the groove. You know, James Brown's groove. Once you get that, you sort of understand the rest of it.
"He did an amazing job."
Brown's daughter, Dr. Yama Brown, reflecting on Boseman's work ethic.
"He came down to Dad's home in South Carolina. We went through old costumes. I mean, literally old, old clothes. He tried on clothes and just tried to embody him and did a lot of research, worked with a choreographer 5 hours a day, and then came back even after he got all set to do even more work. I will be forever indebted to him for how he made my dad's life story come to life like that."
In 2017, Boseman would again portray an American legend, civil rights attorney, and the first black justice on the Supreme Court, Thurgood Marshall.
"The NAACP isn't taking any deals."
"The NAACP isn't the one with its life on the line here."
"Yes, it is, goddammit."
"He was somebody that I expected to be very intimidated by, and when I met him, it was like we had known each other for a decade, and there was such an approachability."
But Boseman's career-defining role would be bringing a fictional hero to life. He roared onto the screen as T'Challa, Black Panther in Marvel's Captain America: Civil War. 2 years later, in 2018, Boseman revealing Wakanda to the world.
Let's go!
Black Panther, directed by Ryan Coogler and featuring a mostly black cast, genre and box office busting in every way.
There's obviously a thirst for something.
What's the thirst, you think?
People are starved for the images that they see. They see power, spectacle, intelligence, achievement.
People can see not just themselves, but their dreams.
They see their dreams. It's aspirational.
Very often in Hollywood, if there's a lot of black people in it, it's seen as a black movie, not a universal movie. But this time, it was constructed and imagined as a universal movie.
Please welcome Chadwick Boseman.
Boseman becoming a bona fide movie star, from late night talk shows to red carpets and award stages.
We all know what it's like to be told that there is not a place for you to be featured, yet you are young, gifted, and black.
T'Challa would lead him to the next two Avengers films, the biggest grossing movies of all time.
We had no idea that he had been diagnosed with colon cancer in 2016. He endured countless surgeries and chemotherapy treatments while he was playing some of these remarkable characters in these terrific films.
In 2018, he triumphantly returned to his alma mater, Howard University, delivering the speech at the school's 150th commencement.
The fact that you have struggled with this university that you love is a sign that you can use your education to improve the world that you are entering.
Chadwick knew and understood the importance of using this platform to do something greater than to benefit himself.
At the beginning of this year, Boseman was gearing up to debut his newest film, the Netflix feature, The Five Bloods, directed by Spike Lee.
Bloods!
Let's see what we got here.
The film premiering in June in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. Hollywood largely shut down, gone silent. His final post on social media, the day Senator Kamala Harris, a fellow Howard University graduate and friend, was named the Democratic vice presidential nominee.
That his last tweet was to encourage people to exercise their right as citizens to vote, to participate in their democracy, born out of love of country. It's so reflective of Chadwick.
Just 17 days later, the incomprehensible news that the first black movie superhero to headline his own franchise had died.
The grace and courage that Chadwick displayed while fighting for his life is immeasurable.
I don't think people appreciated just how great he was while he was living. And while it's exhilarating to hear all these great things being said and written about him, it's only my hope that he would have heard them while he was still with us.
Nobody was having more fun. If you look back on it, you'd think, well, if you knew that your time might be limited, you'd have as good a time as you could as well. Bravo for him.
He played icons and now has become an icon himself, and his legacy is one for the ages.
Our thanks to Deb. Joining us now, Felicia Rashad, who has her own special connection to Chad as one of his teachers and mentors at Howard University. Felicia, first of all, just want to send my sincere condolences. I know how special he was to you, and some would say that you helped to launch his career. You saw an opportunity for him to get more training at a program at Oxford, but it was expensive, right? So tell us a story about how you helped him and how somebody by the name of Denzel fits into this picture.
Well, I received a call from one of those students in that class, and they said, oh, Ms. Rashad, we just want to thank you. We want you to know that we auditioned for the British Academy of Dramatic Arts Midsummer Program, and we got in. And I said, well, that's great. And they said, but we're not going to go. And I asked, why not? And they said, because we don't have the money to go, we can't afford it. And I said, I don't know, you're going. You pack your bags and be ready, you're going. So I made a phone call to a friend of mine, And he called me back, and we talked about it for maybe 5 minutes or less. And he said, okay, I got this many. So he sent them.
So many people willing to help out like that. And when you think of a bright light like Chadwick, mm-hmm. who's now gone, what do you think his legacy will be to young actors, especially young actors of color, people who might be in school now and hoping for that same break?
I think when people come to know of him now, through the words of me and other people who have known him, what will become readily apparent to them is his commitment to justice and purpose. And if you go back and listen to the commencement address that he gave at Howard University towards those closing remarks, he spoke fervently about the importance of purpose. And always as a student, he was about justice. He was about social justice, economic justice, judicial justice, educational justice, religious justice. He was about justice.
And that is why we're paying tribute to him tonight. Felicia, thank you so much for sharing your memories. We appreciate it and wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Joined now by a very familiar face to many of us, Tony Stark, a.k.a. Iron Man, but also a dear friend of Chadwick's from the Marvel Universe, Robert Downey Jr. So good of you to be with us tonight. And you and Chadwick, you shared some iconic moments on screen together as fellow Avengers. So talk to me about one of your memories of Chadwick on set.
Toward the end of the third Avengers, the Infinity War, there's this, we all kind of lose together. And I remember it was one of those few days that all of the Avengers were together. And it was just the way that he walked on set and the immense success that had occurred, and rightfully so, with Black Panther. And he was just in this kind of stratus of his own, and but always humble, always hardworking, always a smile on his face, and now looking back, all the more I realized just what an incredibly graceful human being it was.
Yeah, and you shared, Robert, you shared such a heartwarming video on Instagram yesterday. The two of you, you were laughing. You called him a game changer. How are you going to remember your friend, and how do you want the rest of the world to remember him too?
Well, even just, it was about some 6-8 weeks ago, I reached out to him amidst the George Floyd protests, and he had such a thoughtful and kind of informative reframe for me as I was on a bit of a listening tour. And then I just go back and think, you know, every time I think about, and Black Panther is hands down, it is the crowning achievement of the Marvel Universe. And I say that with all due respect to all the other films that have been made, including my own, but it was the one where people got to vote with their ticket sales and say, we require this overdue diversity. This is a meritocracy, or at least it should be. And this is a fantastic movie that has leveled the playing field, and you know, appropriately so. And so his legacy is so meaningful. And at the same time, as I was noticing, you know, and it's so great of you to do this, and ABC and Disney and Marvel to give this the space it deserves, and there's a void now.
So generous of you to share that with everyone, Robert. We appreciate it so very, very much. You take care.
Thanks,
Robin. Yes, they were just two words, Wakanda forever. But in so many ways, they summed up centuries of struggle. And the world first heard them in the game-changing movie Black Panther, the first superhero film ever nominated for a Best Picture Oscar. But Black Panther was so much more than just a movie. It was a movement, a cultural moment that changed everything before it and after it. And for many, Chadwick Boseman was the man. Here's Byron Pitts.
Epic by every measure.
We are home.
size, scale, impact. Black Panther didn't simply shatter box office records, it broke boundaries.
It was a moment of collective celebration because of the story itself, but also because of Chadwick, the significance of it, the brilliance of it, the elegance of it. He did all of that.
At the premiere of Black Panther, Chadwick and I saw each other right before the curtains rose and the film was going to start, and we embraced each other. And I said to him, I cannot wait to share this movie with the world. And he kind of leaned in and whispered to me in that soft voice of his, and he said, I can't wait to change the world.
And change the world it did.
Wakanda forever!
Wakanda forever! Wakanda Forever became a rallying cry for millions who finally could see a superhero on screen who looked like them. This video going viral of Atlanta students dancing when they were told they'd be going to see the movie.
This was a film that was being treated with the same respect and thoughtfulness as a Captain America and an Iron Man. And that was a gift to a generation of children who normally would have never gotten to see something like that before.
I say that he was a star, but also a shooting star, because he lived his life in such a way that, you know, forever kids who see him in that Black Panther role and see a reflection of themselves embodied in everything that he intended, you know, they get to dream about and wish about and make wishes on that shooting star that was Chadwick Boseman.
Chad was my brother. And I mean that in the sense of there's obviously, you know, brother in the sense of being, you know, African-American man in America, but the brotherhood that I'm really speaking of is Howard.
When he spoke at commencement at his beloved alma mater, he reflected on a role he thought played into stereotypes.
I was conflicted. Howard had instilled in me a certain amount of pride, and for my taste, this role didn't live up to those standards.
Chad was a very, very conscious dude. You know, and he would not, he wasn't the kind of cat that felt like he had to take a role to make a living. His art was an extension of that struggle. And so he wasn't going to take something that wasn't going to, you know, wasn't going to embody that. He wasn't going to take anything that embarrassed him, embarrassed his people, embarrassed his community. That just wasn't him.
He would play smaller roles until he finally got the chance to embody a real-life hero, Jackie Robinson, in 42.
I didn't come here to make friends. I don't even care if they respect me. I know who I am.
When you play someone who lives so courageously, you're able to sort of rise to the occasion in a way because you play someone who does that. It gives you a sense of courage.
Chadwick played great men, and he was a great man, and bringing real life characters to the screen with such amazing nobility and humor and humanity. And that's why he was the only choice. The only actor we ever discussed to play T'Challa was Chadwick Boseman.
He brought royalty. He brought royalty. It's not easy to play a king. He brought a regal spirit, you know, and he always had that.
Ready, go!
Black Panther would be the role of a lifetime for Boseman, a work of art that wasn't colorblind, but rather color brain, reimagining what it meant to be a warrior, a hero, a king.
I watched this movie and I see all these black people, and so in some ways it seems intentionally black. But by the end of it, it's sort of coincidentally black.
Universal story. It's a universal story.
Universal story. Yeah, like and the truth is you know, art can do that. I grew up, man. I grew up loving comic books, man. A lot of my comic books I read, it wasn't a black face to be found. You know, our story is about a man who's taking on a responsibility that he does not feel ready for. You know, I can't think of a more universal story. Everybody goes through that.
You've portrayed major figures in American history, groundbreaking figures, Jackie Robinson, James Brown, Thurgood Marshall. How does Black Panther fit into that? Right, because those were all men who changed history.
Right.
Who changed not only how people saw themselves, but how other people saw them.
I certainly wouldn't be here if it were not for those men that I portrayed, you know, because of what they did, in their lives and what the doors that it opened for me. So when I'm walking through the lab and I'm feeling myself because I'm King and I'm with, you know, my sister, there's a little bit of James Brown. When I'm holding court, there's a little bit of Thurgood Marshall.
The power of the Black Panther.
And for generations to come, young men in particular, those of color, may stride a bit bolder with a little Chadwick Boseman in them. He didn't simply exude gravitas. He exemplified grace and grit along with it, not only in his career, but in his final hours.
Film like Black Panther, you know, Chad was articulating as only he could, you know, the humanity of black folks. And that's what this is all about. You can't shoot a man in the back unless you believe they're, you know, subhuman or not human at all. What Chad was in the work of doing was communicating black humanity through black heroism, but primarily black humanity. And he was peerless in his ability, you know, to do it in his chosen field. And he's gone. And so that's a huge loss. That's a huge, huge loss.
You watch movies to walk in the shoes of the protagonist or the hero, but it's not just me playing it, it's also you watching it. And I think that's, you know, I feel blessed to have had the opportunity to do that.
Our thanks to Byron. And now it is my pleasure to welcome someone else who is part of the cultural moment of Black Panther, Oscar winner Forest Whitaker, who plays Zuri. We know that he was such a dear colleague and a co-star of yours in the film. First of all, Forest, thank you so much for being with us tonight. And could you share with us your fondest memory from your time working with Chadwick?
There's a number of memories, I guess. I mean, I was excited to get a chance to work with him because he's such a talented artist and he's got so many great films. And when we started to do Panther, I started off to work at the Falls, and I was able to look at him as he was like doing the action sequence with Michael Jordan and doing everything himself, you know, and it's over and over and over again. And so I got a chance to recognize the sort of discipline that he had and focus that he had in the scenes that we were doing there. But I think I was kind of touched when we were doing the coronation scene where we're crowning him king. And everyone in the audience is, you know, dancing and the drums are playing. And I turned to Chadwick, and Chadwick says that he could feel something. He could feel this energy coming, this that as if there was a transformation that was going on. Mm. And I thought that was really powerful, that he was being empowered, that it was actually happening. And I think it's that kind of discipline, but openness.
Yeah.
That allowed part of the phenomenon of Black Panther to occur, like all the different things that happened from what he did with, sort of inspiring people to believe in and to remember their heritage and their lineage and ancestry and the beauty and of the black culture and people of color, and to kind of, I guess, empower people in a deep way. I mean, children to be able to be empowered, to see themselves, and for people to be able to see the possibilities. And I think the possibilities that aspirational in a way, Chadwick was aspirational in a way for so many people. He represented a great deal of hope. And in the film, he did that too, by making people realize that more can come, that they can have the great lives and that they come from something special and they have something special. And I think he recognized that in a really powerful way. So yeah. It was really an honor to be able to do it.
So well said, Forrest. So well said. Thank you, Forrest Whitaker, for being with us tonight. We appreciate it. You take care.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me. Good for chatting.
Have cancer. Those are words that strike fear into everyone. As I have often said, it is a community you don't want to be a part of, but so many of us are. And now we know that Chadwick Boseman was as well, battling in private. Just imagine what he was going through with treatment and the inner strength he must have called on to keep up with the grueling schedule of making movies. So while millions of social media tributes are still pouring in, we wanted to use this as a teachable moment. We know Chadwick would have appreciated this. It's about testing and early intervention. Here's my colleague and fellow cancer thriver, Steve Osunsami.
How are you?
Good. I loved your movie.
Thank you. this was yet another one of the amazing things that actor Chadwick Boseman kept doing while quietly struggling with cancer, being a real-life hero to children at St. Jude's Hospital who were fighting the same disease. Meeting these children was hugely important to the superstar, and it showed in this 2018 interview on SiriusXM.
There are two little kids, Ian and Taylor, who recently passed from cancer. They're trying to hold on till this movie comes. Just to experience those two little boys' anticipation of this movie. And when I found out that they...
Take your time with it.
Yeah, it means a lot.
Zoe Dale needed exhausting and sometimes painful radiation treatments to fight brain cancer when King T'Challa himself came to visit the hospital.
I was really nervous, and being able to meet him was like one of the best experiences I had while at St. Jude.
The then 20-year-old was all smiles for this photo with her sister.
He did marks on their face to reflect Dad's tribal marks, because they were so proud to be able to share that with him. And to have someone who is African-American be a lead in a movie, such a big movie like that, and to sound like our dad, he was like a role model that we could look up to, and someone that looked like us in a movie.
It was her 30th and final time she was going into the hospital for radiation, and the actor even signed her treatment schedule with a special message.
He signed a radiation schedule, and instead of Wakanda, he signed Ife Forever, which translates to love. Ife translates to love.
What the Dale family is only learning now, along with the rest of us, is that Boseman was showing incredible strength of person and character, trying to touch the lives of these sick children.
I was just thinking how he was able to be at St. Jude with a smile on his face the entire time and happy to be there. I was just thinking, wow.
Behind that smile, an internal struggle, and hard for many to believe that someone so young, who looks so healthy, was fighting colorectal cancer behind the scenes.
In 2020, it is estimated that nearly 140,000 new cases of colorectal cancer will be diagnosed, with almost 50,000 people dying from the disease.
And in the last 20 years, doctors have seen an alarming increase in young people. Dr. Kimmy Yang is at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston.
The rise of colon cancer happening in young people has been starting to be seen since the mid-1990s, and it's occurring at a rate of about 2% per year. And what we are seeing in response to that is the American Cancer Society actually lowering their recommended age at which to start colorectal cancer screening from age 50 down to 45. Now, although that may be a good first step, it certainly doesn't help all the many patients that we see who are being diagnosed and presenting when they're in their 20s or 30s.
Colon cancer is also hitting Black Americans harder, according to Dr. Fola May at the University of California, Los Angeles.
African Americans are more likely to get and die from colorectal cancer. And although we have done better over time with getting African Americans screened, we still have quite a ways to go.
For the doctors leading the fight against this disease, the tragedy of Boseman's death is also a chance to raise awareness.
My one goal and my one hope is that we can use this time to understand how common colorectal cancer is, and that we all can educate ourselves about the importance of screening. If we can do that, then we've done justice to his legacy.
So often, the young people whose lives he touched were called his Wakanda warriors, with superhuman strength of their own. Some of them are still fighting for their lives against the greatest supervillain they've ever known, and they continue to draw strength from their fallen hero.
His journey impacts mine just to keep going, and no matter what you're going through, just to push forward and to find a purpose that you're working for, and just to be strong.
Thank you, Steve, said about his character in Black Panther. T'Challa is basically saying, we have a responsibility to the world to be a beacon of light. Chadwick took that to heart, and that light in turn spoke to so many others.
Whenever life is hard,
we go out of his way to let you know that he loved you and how he felt about you, and it's just a rare quality. Tomorrow, we
don't know. You know, he had this combination of being an old soul with the most incredible twinkle in his eye.
To all of those little kids that love Black Panther and look to T'Challa as their hero, just know that the guy who played him is an even bigger hero in real life. Wakanda forever!
There will forever be an irreplaceable piece missing from our Marvel family.
The world is a less beautiful place without him. Rest in power, King.
He accomplished so much in 43 years. What a life. So much he left behind on screen, but so much he still had to give. As we say goodnight, we want to leave you with Chadwick's own inspirational words in his own voice from the day 2 years ago when he received an honorary degree from his alma mater and that of my beloved parents, Howard University. So as you listen, please hold him and his family in your hearts. Good night.
I don't know what your future is, but if you are willing to take the harder way, the more complicated one, the one with more failures at first than successes, the one that has ultimately proven to have more meaning, more victory, more glory, then you will not regret it. As you commit to your past, press on with pride and press on with purpose. God bless you. I love you, Howard. Howard forever.